Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we have an interesting situation today. We have the President of the United States and several members of the Trump administration saying that Americans are, in effect, not in any imminent danger of the coronavirus that is now spreading around the world. In fact, the administration is saying that the impact in the U.S. is minimal and they've got the situation well in hand. But on the other hand, we have officials at the Centers for Disease Control warning today that the spread of coronavirus here in the U.S. is inevitable and could dramatically impact our daily life. So which one is it?
Seems to be some discrepancy there.
It certainly does. So we will go in depth on that. Dr. Arthur Reingold is head of epidemiology and biostatistics at UC Berkeley's School of Public Health. He formerly served as an epidemiologist over at the CDC. So Dr. Reingold, as we said at the beginning of the program, we've got these conflicting messages. We've got the president and those in his administration saying, yeah, don't worry, everything is going to work out just fine. You have the CDC saying we should prepare for major disruptions in our lives. What are we to make of it?
Well, I'd like to try and land somewhere in the middle, because I'm not totally sure they're completely at odds. I think it's certainly the case that at the moment, we've had relatively few individuals test positive for the virus when they returned from overseas, and there's been very limited transmission here in the United States. So I think that's the good news. I think the notice from the CDC today is that, you know, we're almost certainly going to continue to have introductions of the virus, and we at least need to be prepared for a worse situation if it develops.
Are we prepared for community spread? I mean, we've seen how fast it can happen when it does get to somewhere new. Let's look at South Korea.
Right. And so I think that's clearly the kind of circumstance we're hoping to avoid through, you know, the various things that are in place. But if we somehow don't manage to avoid that, then clearly, and it's still flu season after all, we could see a substantial increase in people who are ill and can't go to work. And of course, more tragically, hospitalized and in some cases dying. And, the excess capacity in our hospitals to deal with critically ill people is fairly limited, because we've tried for economic reasons to reduce excess capacity. So the hope is we will never come even close to reaching the situation that they reached in Wuhan.
Are you particularly concerned that the virus has now reached into Iran, but more so into the northern part of Italy? And if so, why?
Well, I think obviously the more widespread the virus is, the more difficult it is to prevent people from traveling, arriving in other places, and transmitting the virus further. So now that we have a transmission in at least one European country and additional cases in other European countries, it just makes it all the more challenging and perhaps unrealistic to think that we can wall ourselves off and not be affected by this.
We talk about flu season and how it's, this year may be longer, it may be April, it may be May. Does every virus have a season? Would coronavirus calm in the summer and then come back, or does it keep on marching on?
It's a great question, and like a lot of epidemiologic questions, the answer is, ask me in 6 months. The reality is, we don't know.
And is it still the case? I presume it is, because it was yesterday, but things change so quickly nowadays, that we still really don't know how lethal this virus is, right? Because we don't know how many people get it and don't really develop much of anything in terms of symptoms.
I think that's exactly right. There's still a great deal to learn about, you know, basically, to simply put it, out of 100 people who get infected, what proportion will become ill at all? Of the ones who become ill, what proportion will be mildly ill? What proportion will be sick enough to need to go to a hospital? And what percentage will die? And I think that the current estimates, for example, of a case fatality of 2 or 2.5%, it may not turn out to be the right percentage if you're looking at it in terms of all the people who get infected.
By that, you mean you think it may be less?
Yes, I'm hopeful it's going to be less, but certainly once we take into account the fact that there are probably a fair number of asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic people with this infection, if you put them in the denominator, then obviously the proportion who are dying is going to be smaller than that 2.5%.
One quick question, doctor. Are you personally changing, because I think people like to know what professionals are doing, are you personally changing any of your behavior? And I don't mean just in a clinical setting, in your daily life.
Well, I had my flu shot earlier this year, but other than, you know, and I'm going about my normal business. I'm teaching, I'm going to the market, I'm going to the gym. So the quick answer is I'm not. I was supposed to go to Malaysia the week before last for a meeting, and the organizers decided it would be wiser to postpone it. But had they held the meeting, I was prepared to go. Perhaps more concerned about potentially being quarantined for a few weeks somewhere than I was about the health effects.
All right. Dr. Arthur Reingold, head of epidemiology biostatistics, UC Berkeley's School of Public Health.